Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Yeah, the stock market's dropping 200, dropped over 200 points. And we've, you know, we've talked about the 6-minute warning and different things going on prophetically about that. You know, ISIL has already pushed their way now into that northern town in Syria on the border of Turkey. They're halfway through that Kurdish town as we're speaking. That, you know, Rice, the national security advisor, went out as a loyal soldier for the current administration and took the front line again of something that is amazingly contradictory to all logic, wisdom, and military advisors. And she's saying everything's fine. The campaign's unfolding. It'll take time. Why the generals are saying the opposite of all that, saying, talking about the Middle East. But we've had fried rice before, so we know. You know what I'm saying? We've had fried rice before, but it is amazing if you watch that. You know, you just go like, wow, man, she's a soldier. Yeah. That reminds me of when Saddam was going down. And his advisor came up, his rice came up, and bombs are blowing up all over Iran. Remember,
Iraq.
And the guy's going, everything's fine, everything's going. It was almost like the president in 1929 in America. Right. You know, everything's fine, everything's okay, and his whole nation's being. And you know, so you have Benghazi blowing up, and you know, Miss Rice comes on every station possible and says, you know, that it was VeggieTales video.
It was a movie.
It was a VeggieTales. Yeah. The VeggieTales, they had like this hat on or something, and we're going to put the director of this movie in jail. And today, you know, in the midst of all these different things, she's out again. And what's so interesting to me is how we're so dark right now in our understanding in America. People don't even care that's what's going on. And that it's the opposite of what she's saying. And it makes me think of this, and we'll talk about more about this when we get back with the break, but, you know, understand in the Middle East, the one, actually two nations that you're not hearing from the most that's kind of boldly standing up is Iran and Turkey. It's like, why aren't they going through these springs? And why didn't we respond to the Green Party? And it makes me think about not just fried rice, but it makes me think about Valerie Jarrett. Because she said, which is the president and the first lady's best friend. And I think it's Valerie and Rice. I think it's Valerie and Rice that, you know, whatever's behind that, because, you know, Valerie says, it's my job on CBS News. It's my job to go around Congress. I mean, she openly said it. And again, we're so darkened in our understanding. When somebody says it's their job to go around Congress, Congress is your personal representative that you sent there to stand up for you while you're at work. So if she goes around Congress, and which is the president all going around Congress, they're going around you. But our understanding is so dark, and we don't realize when she says, that's my job, you know, and as in the background, she has a little picture of herself and, you know, three or four men bowing down to her. We have that available to you on the VFN Torch. But I think that's what's going on. But what really now, as things are escalating, and we're seeing Iran bowed down to, and we're seeing Iran lifted up, and we're seeing Iran, you know, the idea of Iran getting nuclear weapons. We're seeing the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu say our biggest concern is not just ISIS, but it's Iran getting nuclear weapons. And we're seeing our president not respond to the Green Party. And we're seeing, you know, let's have talks with, our Secretary of State and
Secretary Kerry.
And then God speaking prophetic is like, oh, my goodness, that's right. Valerie Jarrett was born in Iran. The best friend of our president and his wife, who says she, this is what she says, we have this for you, in an interview on C-SPAN, that she and Michelle were friends, and they saw her soon-to-be husband, Barack, and they realized that he would listen to his wife, and he's the one. He's the one, and began this journey. And now behind the scenes, with arms crossed, in the sleeping quarters, at the dinner, watching movies together every night, in the back of every policy-making situation, in the back of every room, this Iranian-born lady, which, you know, you can be Iranian-born, but the thing about it, but we're seeing Iran favored in this whole thing. Yeah. And it's like, and we're seeing Israel not favored. My goodness, what's going on? If you didn't get a chance to find out those segments about the series called Organizers of the Night versus Organizer of the Day, take the time to go to VFNTV.com, go to The Torch, and they have series there on the Torch. And you can watch these series. You can listen to these series. It doesn't take a lot of time. Just do it over a period of time and get that inside of you, because this is exactly what's going on. As we talked about yesterday or a previous program about, you know, we're being handled the way a dog handler will handle their dog. America's being handled that way. But God talks about that in Jude, and we hopefully get a chance to talk about that, if not this program, the future program. You know, the second part of that, but, you know, we're being handled. The question is, are we responding like animals, or are we listening to what God, you know, is saying? So we'll talk more about that in the future. But you can watch it. You could learn what's going on. It's not really craziness going on. It's just craziness is being used to fulfill a strategy. It's all a strategy. And it's written in a book called Rules for Radicals. It was in the heart of Lucifer, according to this book, you know, before, you know, things happen here on Earth. And they attribute the whole book to Lucifer in the beginning of it, dedicated. But this is the systems that's being used right now. And our president taught it for 4 years, I believe, the reports are. And they both, himself and his, if you say that your brothers and sisters, because you follow the same mentor and the same teacher, then his sister, Hillary Clinton, that they both, this is who they are. This is their teachings they follow, and this is what they believe, how things work. And anything dedicated to Lucifer, I doubt I would follow it. I would just, you know, I would just find another way.
That one, yeah.
You know, I just find another way. It makes you think about, we just got to go there. There's so many details in that.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.